previously on Lost Santos.
And you think Robot Punani 69 is Doc Beige?
How could it not be? Every one of his posts he wrote wink wink. Oh, and also, one of his last posts was about how he planned on kidnapping Bell and Dubs and taking him back in time.
What? You mean Sexbot 69? Well, really, Sexbot 69 only has one prime directive, which is...
Master, my prime directive is... sex. Wink, wink.
But you know, like Elvis Loon and many others out there, I am a truth seeker. I need to find Bell and Dubs. I need to seek out the truth. From this Lost Santos life in San Andreas Public Radio, it's Lost Santos, the disappearance of Bell and Dubs. One story told whenever we get a chance to record something. I'm Bera Banig. You know how time travel is in the movies? Zipping through a laser light show at a zillion miles an hour while your face is nearly blown off, and all you hear is beep, bop, borp. Well, jumping into 1897 in the Deluxo was nothing like that. Oh my God, I'm going to die! As I continue to hurtle through time and space for what seemed like an eternity, I mean a real eternity, not like, OMG, why is it taking forever for this pot of water to boil, and why do I now have to pee? Speaking of, I really did need to pee. Anyway, like I was saying, after what seemed like an eternity, I landed, rather abruptly, someone might say I crash-landed, in a pretty strange-looking landscape. I decided to go out and take a look. I am definitely not in 2021 Los Santos. All I can see is dirt roads, rocks, and it looks like a cowboy galloping toward me.
Howdy, ma'am. Fine day here in Strawberry.
Excuse me, sir. I'm investigative journalist Bera Banig from LSCC Radio. I'd like to ask you some questions about the disappearance of Bell and Dubs.
No time for that. I'm trying to track down the O'Driscoll boys. They got a bounty on them. $100. Yeehaw! Woohoo!
What the hell?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I just got excited at that amount of money. Shoot. What I could do with $100? I'd get me one of those deluxe baths at the inn and load up on some cocaine gum. It's good for what ails you.
Oh, wait. They put cocaine in the gum?
Of course, ma'am. It does make me grind my teeth and make me talk real fast, but damned if it don't make me feel good. Look, I better get moving if I'm going to find those O'Driscoll boys. Have a good day, ma'am. Y'all, come on, girl!
It certainly seemed like it worked. I had actually traveled through space and time. The implication of this is huge. I mean, I could go back and fix everything that's gone wrong with this world. Or I could go back to my past self and tell her the outcome of all the big sports events so she, I mean I, can bet on the big games. You know, recreating the plot of that famous movie from the 80s, except without the lustful incest plotline. But first, I still needed to find out what happened to Bell and Dubs. I was lost. Just a dirt road and a sign that said, Strawberry, 5 miles. Doc said they went to Strawberry, so I headed that way. I've been walking for, about an hour. I keep having to stop and record my observations and insights into how everything relates to everyday life. An occasional horse or carriage passes, mostly people just saying, howdy do. Here comes another carriage. This one looks like it is slowing down and stopping right in front of me. It's a carriage with a rather eccentric-looking man. He kind of looks like one of those Civil War reenactors. Not really uniformed and not like a soldier. Maybe like a general or something. There's also two rather unkempt guys. My first impression? They look like a couple of butt munches to me.
Hello, my dear. My, my. You don't look like you're from around here. You seemed lost. Is there anything I can help you with?
Hi. Lost? Yeah, you might say that.
Well, well. You couldn't have run into a better person to help out. My name is Mayor Nicholas Timmins. Welcome to the fine town of Strawberry.
Ah, that's actually where I'm headed.
Splendid! Well then, I am more than happy to offer someone a ride into my town. Come on in!
I'm not so sure about this.
Come now, dearie. I promise I won't bite. Besides, I can't afford another scandal. You're perfectly safe here.
I can't believe I'm actually considering getting in a carriage with a random stranger. He did say he was the mayor. Maybe he could give me some insight into the disappearance of Bell and Dubs.
I'm sorry. What's that, dear? Who are you talking to?
Nobody. It's nothing.
Come now, just hop into the carriage. I'm headed into town to take care of some business about a musical I've been writing. Here, just step up into the carriage and take a seat. There you go. And excuse me for being so rude. I didn't catch your name.
I'm Vera Baining.
Whoa! A chick!
Uncle Mayor. How are you so good with the ladies?
Be nice, boys, or else I'll have you thrown back in jail. Barra, these are my nephews, Jim and Steve. Feel free to ignore them.
Yeah. Uncle Mayor just picked us up from jail. It was, not cool.
I could barely score locked up.
Shut up, Butt Munch. You never score.
Hey, asswipe, I totally score. Just ask your mom.
Ah! Quit it, fartknocker! You stop it, Steve! You leave my mom out of this!
Your mom didn't want me to leave it out of her.
Damn it, Steve! I'm going to kick your ass!
Settle down, Jimmy. Your mom's a slut. This sucks.
Hey! Cut it out, fart knocker!
Jim! Steve! Both your mothers are sluts. Honestly, I don't know what my brother saw in them. Well, it's wonderful to meet you, Ms. Banning. Are you here to apply to be a harlot? Miss Patrice is in dire need of harlots after the awful murders.
Harlot? God, no. I'm an investigative journalist from LSCC Radio. I'm searching for two missing radio show personalities.
Oh, you mean Devious Dubs and Shady Bell.
Yes, Bell and Dubs from LSCC Radio.
Those two destroyed my new amphitheater with their antics. I had them thrown in jail.
They're in jail? Are they safe? Can I see them?
No. You can't. There was a jailbreak led by them. They're fugitives!
Jailbreak? Do you have any idea where they've gone?
No, but I would love to find them. They were very unfair to me. And they owe me an amphitheater. It just so happens that I'm working on a performance that will explain everything to you, which is conveniently set to music. I call it Strawberry, the musical. Would you like to hear it?
If there's one thing people know about me, it's my disdain for musicals, especially period pieces. But I knew playing nice was my only chance to find out the truth about Bell and Dubs. Oh yes, I would love to hear it.
Oh, gather round and hear a tale of a town quite nice and merry. I am the mayor of the town that we all love, Strawberry. One day two strangers came to town looking devious as hell. The shady pair we came to know were known as Dubs and Bell. All sorts of troubles started up.
I could tell this Mayor Timmons was no Lin-Manuel Miranda, but I knew I had to give him my undivided attention to glean anything I could about the disappearance of Bell and Dubs.
The entire area. Let me put it like this. I wanted to start a show, Bell and Dubs and host.
But this musical is just so terrible. I just found my mind wandering, thinking of anything I could to distract myself from the pain of his singing.
Squirrels were
and God, that harmonica.
Outhouses were all knocked over. The Freddie Armisen statue got canceled due to flatue. Lettuce started getting mudded, and then we had a star-studded cooking show where they made stew. Catfish Jackson, a girl
this
named
sucks.
Sue and Humphrey, a raccoon who made chili. Not a stew,
his
chili
like
tasted
music?
Like garbage, because he made it out of garbage. Millie Vanilli then came on and talked to some Chilonians. They were a cult made up of robbers. Fred, Emma, I am Robert. They tried to rob the audience. The sheriff came, away they went.
This sucks. Change it.
We all go on a riverboat. The middling Morgan was afloat. But Fieri's statue canceled because himself he did handle. Want to give a bath a whirl? Bell would make a good bath girl. Fletcher LaGale gave us fine art. Tchaikovsky on kazoo and farts a pirate ship.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
She had a lot of awful puns and wanted Fletcher LaGale's buns.
That sucked.
What do you think? Brilliant, isn't it? It perfectly sums up the events of the past several months here in Strawberry.
Oh, yeah. That was something. Wait, Jimmy and Steve, didn't you say you two were in jail? Were you there with Bell and Dubs?
That drunk wench with the thingies and that butt munch she always hung around with? We saw them leave jail.
Some spaz with white hair showed up in a flying box. It was pretty cool.
And, the box, like, disappeared.
Disappeared? Did it fly away?
No way! It just turned invisible.
This white-haired man, did you hear him say anything?
Yeah. He said things like, wowzers mix something. And, we need to go back to Los Santos and, wink, wink. Yeah,
stop the carriage.
Now, dear. Let's just go into town and get all this sorted out. You know, I have an opening for an assistant that you would be perfect for.
Don't you see? Bell and Dubs have gone back. Back to the present.
But how can that be? We are in the present.
No, I mean they've gone back to Los Santos. Back to the time I came from.
Let me get this straight. Bell and Dubs have gone forward in time.
Yes, and I need to get back now so I can find them.
Aha! They are going back to the future.
Well, you said it, not me.
This is rather exciting. Tell me, in the future, do they love historical musicals?
Are you kidding me? One of the biggest musicals ever is about some politician who cheated on his wife and lost a duel.
Fascinating. Just like me! Although, I would never lose a duel. It must be making thousands of dollars.
More like millions and millions of dollars.
Millions. Miss Bannock, you must take me with you. I could come and sell my musical and make millions.
I don't think that's such a great idea. Look, I just need you to turn around the carriage and take me back to the Deluxo.
I demand you bring me with you, or I will have the boys release such a foul stench in this carriage.
Hey, Steve, you remember that one time you let one rip on the train?
Yeah, that was cool. I was all like, chugga 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 toot toot.
Yeah, you let the stench out of your caboose. Though you did let a little bit of coal escape, if you know what I mean. Boop.
Hey, Jimmy, let us join together our spectacular butt forces to create the most supreme cutting of the cheese known to man.
Yeah.
The mayor had me between a rock and a smelly place. I suppose if I bring him with me, he can corroborate my time-traveling story, and he knows Bell and Dubs. Maybe he can introduce me to them.
Well, well, what is it going to be, Ms. Banning? Take me with you, or drown in the toxic cloud from the butts of these two munches.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, you can come along with me. I'll need someone to help me tell the story of Bell and Dubs traveling back in time. And just try not to get in my way and look at me. Look at me. I'm the podcast producer.
Well, dear, I'm not sure what a podcast is.
Okay, Jimmy. Time to unleash the beast.
Yeah. Flick out the flatulence.
Now, boys, there's no need for that now.
Five.
Four.
Miss Bannock, we should go now.
Three.
Two.
One.
One. That kicked ass.
Narrowly escaping the wrath of Jimmy and Steve's butt, Uncle Mayor and I hopped into the Deluxo to head back to present-day Los Santos. Yet again, all signs point to Doc Beige. What exactly did he want with the two radio has-beens? I mean, he clearly has some sort of weird connection to the two of them. What is it? Is he their long-lost relative? Does he know their dirty secrets? Maybe he is their dirty secret. I guess we'll just have to find out when we get back to the next episode of Lost Santos.